Junaid.
What?
Junaid.
What?
Are you...
do you know what?
Am I what?
I'm not sure.
You're not feeling very well, are you?
I'm not sure I can do the voice this morning.
No,
maybe I'll leave it to you.
Are you planning a new kitchen? Listeners, he's not well. He's not well.
We'll try that again.
He's not well. But I mean, I always knew he was a sick man, but today he's not well.
I'm full of flu this morning.
But he's come in.
I like flu.
He's come in.
Flu makes you feel so freaky.
I've told him he shouldn't. But you have to feel bad so that on the other days you can feel good.
Are you ready?
Yes.
We'll try that again.
Yusuf.
Yes?
Yusuf.
What?
Are you planning a new kitchen?
Planning a new kitchen.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
To White Muslims.
Go.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.
My name's Junaid Rahim.
And my name's Muhammad Yusuf Bashforth.
And affectionately, we're known as
the Two White Muslims.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.
I'm sounding all right. This is Junaid. Yusuf, on the other hand.
I'm sounding like Barry White.
You are a little baritone, aren't you? How are you feeling all right, my love?
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Oh, I picked Yusuf up this morning at our regular 20 past five and I gave salam and then said, how are you? As we always do. And he went, I'll be honest with you. Oh, that's not like Yusuf to complain.
What I actually said was, Alhamdulillah.
Oh, dear.
You know, actually, do you know what the most hurty thing is
Go
about
on.
This? Okay, so I've got a bit of a throat.
Yes.
And a bit of a headache. And
yes.
A bit
Neck.
Snivelly. Snivelly.
Yes, yeah.
My lungs
Sneezy.
Are not working quite
bit wheezy.
The way they should do.
Yes. Yeah.
But what really hurts is when I laugh. So under no circumstances must I laugh.
Right, it's going to be a serious one today. How many people have died over the weekend?
Oh, no, that was...
I feel so sorry for you. I genuinely do. I remember, was it about 2 months ago?
Yeah.
When I was in the same way.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where, I mean, to be fair, to look at you, you do look bad.
Alhamdulillah.
You do look bad.
Thank you.
But it's still...
Untaken. How very dare you.
I said good day, sir.
I would like to invite you to leave.
Oh, but no, you look a little ropey. You look a little...
To be honest.
Under the weather.
I feel it, to be honest.
But unless you're the one feeling it, it's impossible to imagine. And I do remember a couple of months ago, it was... And literally, we'd be talking like this, and then you'd put in a sheet on, and I'd be like, oh!
Yeah, you collapsed.
Literally.
Yeah, I had to prod you with a stick to wake
literally.
You up.
Oh, my goodness.
Between the sheets.
So I feel your pain, brother.
I feel your pain.
I've got my stick. I've got little bits of paper. I've got paper clips. I'm just going to keep throwing them at you.
I used to get that at school. except it wasn't paper clips. You know the when they used to
It was anvils.
When they used to write on blackboards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that rubber.
I remember that rubber.
The blackboard rubber.
Yes.
It was a wooden plank
yes.
with some felt on it.
Yes.
I used to get that full pelt.
Really?
Yeah. I was always on the thick table at the back of the class.
Let the thick...
Meet the table. I was on the thick table at the back of the class, always, especially in French. And I used to.
That would be lithic, would it?
I had to wear that blackboard rubber on a regular basis.
Oh my goodness!
Yes, because I was, unfortunately, would you believe, I was the disruptive one at the
Surely not.
Can you believe
surely
that?
Surely not.
Me? No, surely. No, not you.
So, were I to read your school report, would it say, always willing to actively contribute to group discussions?
No.
Oh, that's what mine always said. In other words, he talks too much.
Mine always said, for every single lesson, could do better. Could do better.
Did they just get a stamp?
It was like they might have Do you remember when you had to get in detention? If you ever went to...
Did you ever go to detention? I did occasionally.
Yeah, so did I.
Yes.
Occasionally every third night. I was in detention. And they used to have you writing lines.
You know,
I must take care to do my best in class.
Yes.
And then, And I used to sellotape six pens together. So I could
Did
write,
you grow up in the Beano?
So I could write six lines at a time, honestly. And by, and I'd be finished. I'd finish my, like, 10 pages of lines and I'd be looking around. Beavering away
you
with,
freak.
With their single pen.
Really what are you doing, you?
Them, laughing at them. Do you want to borrow my? Do you want to borrow this?
Here we are, this is the way to do it. I just, I've got visions of your mum saying, what are you doing? I've come home from school. Yeah, but you're an hour early. No, mum, this is what school normally finishes. Yeah. This not is for me. You.
I've been let out without detention today.
You're early. No, mum.
My regular teachers, because they all took it in turns to staff the detention centre. the detention centre.
The detention centre, brilliant!
Yeah. And regularly during the day, yeah, I'd be walking past one of my teachers. See you tonight, Bash. We'll be seeing you tonight, will we? Yeah, I'm afraid you will, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That was your nickname, wasn't it? Basher.
Basher.
Basher. Yeah. Brilliant. I was thinking, honestly, you sound like you grew up in the Beano. And there was the Bass Street Kids in the Beano, weren't there?
The Bass Street Kids.
There you go. The Bass Street Kids. You were one of the Bass Street Kids.
Savannah.
You were the Bass Street Kid.
You know, my school days were just really interesting. I used to love being at school, but not for the right reasons.
Not for the right reasons, yes, yes. Yeah. Oh, look, I got all these people to talk to and mess around with. No, that's not
what school's about. Like, that's not what school's about.
Sit down and be quiet. What and what?
And, of course, I grew up in the era where it was acceptable to be caned.
Of course.
Yeah, and I used to regularly get the cane. And
really?
And the slipper. Our games teacher, he was just evil.
Wow.
He was an evil man, and he used to take his big, like, size 10 training shoe off and whack you where...
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you know, I was there. Nah. On every level, that's just wrong.
Yes, it is. It is.
That's why it's not allowed anymore.
That's why it's not allowed anymore. But for somebody to actually take pleasure in it...
I think he did. I think he did. You know, that's the weird thing.
I remember watching, you know, the Mad Men?
Yeah.
The series Mad Men?
Yeah.
And it's set in the, is it the 50s, 60s?
Something like that.
And it gives you an insight into life in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
And they have like a dinner party and all these people come round and one of the children of the house comes in and you know, says something and one of the other parents smacks him round the head.
Yeah.
And you just think, actually... I
remember that too.
Can you imagine smacking another person's child? And it was just not, it was just, oh yeah, and the parent's like, yeah, fine.
That's just normal.
Fine. Yeah.
Like, if he does it again, whack him again.
Yes. Yeah, he's done it again. You obviously didn't hit him hard enough.
What?
Unruly what? Child.
Our neighbour smacked you. Come here.
Yes. Shush. Why, what did you do?
He obviously didn't hit him hard enough, did he?
If you look at a child funny nowadays.
Listeners, I mean, who knows how many people listen, apart from the three men and a
three
dog.
Three men and a dog. Well, we now know to be three men, two ladies and a dog.
And absolutely, I know. We know we've got two lady listeners.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
And we know that because they...
We have Facebook evidence.
We have Facebook. We have a footprint on Facebook.
Yes.
Subhanallah.
Facebook evidence. FBE. Yeah.
Footprint on Facebook, and it was done with a high heel shoe. So I'm hoping that's not another man. Although nowadays, from what we saw in HSBC the other day, you just never know.
You just never know.
Let's not go there.
No, I was thinking, can we do this?
For the sake of political correctness, let's not go there.
Yes. Oh, bless you.
Crazy.
Doesn't she look lovely? Can I help anybody?
can I help you?
Let's leave it at that. Let's leave it at that. Okay.
No.
No, thank you. Can I reschedule, please? So, yes. Have we got any weather?
Do you remember that Special K dress? That red one?
That's exactly how she looked.
It was that. Yeah. Long blonde hair.
Yes.
Nice makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah, long blonde hair. Tall.
Yep. Yeah.
About my height.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what, 5'10", 5'11"?
Yep.
Three
inches of that was heels.
Yeah, to be fair. And the iPad. And yes. Walked up because we were in a queue.
Yep.
Yeah, walked up to us, as you'd expect, a meet and greet person in a bank to do.
Yep.
Yeah. And what was that voice like?
Can I help anybody?
Can I help you?
Ooh. And it was...
It just took me by surprise.
You know, I'm not judging in any way, shape, or form. Yeah. It was just a shock. It's a little bit like, as I might have mentioned previously, my good lady was born and raised in Glasgow.
Yeah.
But is of Pakistani heritage.
Yeah.
So that voice... From that face...
It doesn't match, does it?
Don't match.
It takes you by surprise.
Brilliant.
It takes you by surprise.
People go, oh, I didn't expect you to speak that. And it's brilliant. Getting her to say, there's been a murder. It is our entertainment. If we have a power cut, we just get her to say that there's been a murder. What do they make Iron Brew out of? Gurdas. You know what I mean? It's always the same. She loves it when I tell these jokes.
But can you imagine if you went up to a little kitten... Yeah, you went up to stroke and pet a little kitten.
Yeah, and it barked.
It barked like a Rottweiler. you'd be a little bit taken aback, wouldn't you?
You would be shocked.
It's exactly
because that
as
voice
it was.
Does not match
that face. Absolutely.
Yes, exactly.
So as we were in the bank on... When was it? Was it Friday?
It was Friday.
Oh, no.
Because you rushed to get back to Jumat.
We're on 7, 16 and 50 seconds.
Ooh.
So by the time I've finished saying this next sentence, it will in fact be 7, 17. You ready? 2, 1.
You didn't quite make it. You had to add numbers to your end of your sentence. By the time I've finished this, 3, 2.
Look, mate.
Hey, you're doing really well.
I'm not with it this morning.
I know, you're smiling.
I'm not with it this morning.
You're smiling.
I can't help it. I'm sat looking at you.
Well, there is that, yes. Yes. Not in a good way, that. But I get you. I get you. There was one mug this morning. So you got to have a cup of tea in a mug.
Hang on a minute.
I took one for the team.
Is it not you that said that I look rough this morning?
You deserve it. Exactly.
Thanks.
But you look a little ropey, if I'm honest. And it's not like you.
A little.
It's not like you.
We've had some late nights, though, haven't we?
Oh, my goodness, it's been non-stop.
Busy weekend.
It has been non-stop.
The two white Muslims were on tour.
Yes,
on
two
Saturday.
White Muslims on tour.
On Saturday, alhamdulillah, yes. At a fundraising event. And
brilliant.
That was so fun, wasn't it?
It was great.
Had a great time.
I mean, first of all, for a wonderful cause.
Brilliant.
And also, just a lovely, lovely group of people.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful group of people.
We'll tell our three listeners and a doc.
Yes.
A little bit more about that very shortly.
Shortly.
But for right now...
Enjoy.
Do you know what? If you ever think to yourself that you could actually do radio presenting better than these two...
You're right.
Absolutely. Anybody, look, you know...
No question.
Junaid, we are an inspiration, are we not?
We are.
Because if we can do it...
Anybody can.
Thank you.
Brilliant, that. I love it.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi.
Wa barakatuh.
Did you hear my knees then?
I heard your knees. Creak. Would you like to just do that again? I hope our listener... Three men and a dog.
Because it sounds ever so loud in here.
It does.
It's like, have you ever been in a room? I remember, we're probably going back about 20 years. But I used to run training courses out of the TSB Training College in Telford, which was weird because I no longer worked for the TSB.
Okay.
But I worked for UDT, which was United Dominions Trust. I do remember going for a job interview at UDT and thinking, did they sell milk? But they were owned by TSB. So we did our training at the TSB Training College in Telford. And you tend to get put in the same room. And so I trained at the same room week after week after week after week after week. And, you know, I'd go and do stuff all around the country and I'd be back in this room. So I must have been going there 6 months. And then one day somebody went, that clock ticks loud, doesn't it?
What?
I went, what? I said, listen to that clock. Doesn't it tick loud? It's all I could hear from then on.
Right.
You know what I mean? All of a sudden, like, that's the loudest thing ever. And people would come on the call and be like, can you hear that clock? And nobody else. So I just wonder if people can actually hear my creaky microphone or whether it's just us.
I think they can probably hear that.
I think that probably got through. Oh, dear.
So we've got a few people liking our post on social media this morning. If you haven't checked it out, get it. What are you waiting for?
What are you doing?
What are you waiting for?
And if you have checked it out and not liked it, what are you doing?
What on earth? I mean, that's illegal, is it not?
It is. Yeah,
you cannot look at us on social media and not like it.
And not like it.
If you do that, then you're dead to me.
Dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Did you hear about...
Hang on a minute.
Oh, sorry.
Before we do that,
sorry.
Can I just big it up for Omar Issa?
Oh, he's great.
It's just, that happy song. It's just
brilliant.
It's great.
But
what a great
brilliant.
Guy. Yeah, and he's taken loads of classic pop songs.
Pop
and
songs.
Made them.
Songs from popular culture.
He has Muslamified them.
Is Islamified them.
Islamified and Muslamified
them. He's Muslamified it. Which I think you'll find...
With a bit of Muslamification.
Is that a bit... He's taken the song Happy and offered it a tad Muslamification.
He did good.
And I do like the fact that will be in the Oxford English Dictionary.
What I like is the fact that he's taken a song, a great classic British
lovely
song.
It's a clappy song. It's a lovely...
It's Nile Rodgers that wrote that.
Yeah. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. It's his trademark. All
Why have I got Will Ferrell in my head?
Because Will... was it him that sung it?
No, but Will Ferrell's an actor.
Oh, I don't
He's
know.
He's a comedic
then.
Act.
I don't know. I don't
Is
know.
It Pharrell Williams?
Pharrell Williams.
So, now, isn't that weird?
Now, Pharrell Williams
yes.
sung it.
Yes.
He was the artist that sung it.
Yes!
But it was written by Nile Rodgers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And who's Nile Rodgers? Because you're saying that like I should know.
Oh, my goodness. Right.
I'm so sorry.
I'm going to ask you to Google Nile Rodgers.
Okay.
And have a look at what he's written.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And when you finish reading the list at 12:15...
I'm going to say the show will have finished.
Yeah.
You'll be at home.
It's gone.
Tucked up.
I'll be...
With your lem sip.
My lem sip. And my hot water bottle.
I've got visions. You know those ones that you used to put on your head? The ones that you used to put on your head. Do you remember?
They used to put like, we're talking about the Stone Age, though.
But like, no, those ice pack things, those ice pack things that they put on. They always had them in cartoons and things. Yes. And they had a big bump. And put the ice pack on the head. Ice pack on the head, cuddling a hot water bottle.
It can't come quickly enough. I never wish my time away.
No.
Yeah, but yeah, it was Pharrell Williams that sang that song.
Yes,
but it was absolutely written by Nile Rodgers.
Wow, right.
And like I said, check him out.
And it's brilliant. And he's taken it.
And he's Muslamificated.
He's Muslamificated it.
It's brilliant.
And it is brilliant.
Like him, Omar Issa.
Yeah, Omar Issa.
Yeah,
we're going to be playing more of him. Don't grow on trees. I've started saying it.
Have you turned into your dad?
I have. I've started saying, don't grow on trees. Do you think we made of money?
I turned into my dad some years ago. And it's quite frightening when you suddenly realise, actually, I can hear that said in my dad's voice.
Yes.
Because it's exactly what he used to say to me.
Well, yeah, exactly.
In exactly that way.
Yes. Yep.
Crazy.
It's the circle of life, Simba. It is, though, isn't it?
It is. And what's the saying? By the time you realise that your parents were always right, you've got children who think you're always wrong.
Brilliant.
It's a fact.
It's so true.
It's a fact.
The other thing I heard was Allah gave us teenagers so that death wouldn't seem quite so bad.
Lucky escape. Lucky escape. Oh, I've been through the teen years. I've been through the teen years with two girls.
Oh, my goodness.
Allah. And I still smile.
Yeah,
life.
That's because, can I say, they're through it.
They're through it.
And they are an absolute credit to you. That's why.
You'd
struggle to find two more amazing contributors to society. They're wonderful. Love them.
Alhamdulillah.
And, brilliant. That's why you smile, because they're your best friends.
News it in threes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'll give it that.
The number five, when there's five items,
yep.
is the lowest number your brain recognises without you having to actually count.
Right. Okay.
So if there's five ducks, there's five ducks there, but you don't have to count.
Because you just know it's five.
You just know it's five.
Yeah.
You know it's four, you know it's three, you know it's two, you know it's one. 6. You have to count,
you have to count them.
Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird, though? There's a cut-off point.
Why can't you just say, well, I know there's 5.
5 plus 1. What is it? I can't do 3... Can't do 3 2s. I have to have 2 2s and another 2. Lad I went to school with. Yeah, 5 is the lowest number.
Did he actually say
that? Oh, yeah, yeah.
No!
Couldn't say 3 2s. He would stutter if he said 3 2s. 3 2s. Couldn't say 3 2s. So he'd say, I'll have 2 2s and another 2. Which, for me, is more difficult to say. Can I have a 2, a 2, and a 2 would be easy. 3 2s and another 2. Sorry, 2 2s and another 2. Because, sorry, for people going, what are they talking about? I grew up in Sheffield, and in Sheffield in the 70s, when you got on a bus as a kid, it was 2p.
Yeah.
It was heavily subsidised, to be fair, but it was 2p. 10p for your mum.
Yeah.
2p. So your mum would get on, I'll have a 10 and a 2. 10p for mum, 2p for me. But it meant that when you went to school, so that would be the 80s, to be fair, still 2p.
Yep.
So you get on 2 2s, but this lad couldn't say 3 2s. He had to say, I'll have 2 2s and another 2.
Please.
Oh, dearie, dearie, dearie. But yes, talking about...
Do you know what? left
You're not going to
left field. Left field, left. Oh, we'll come onto your list in the second hour.
It's not even my list. It's something I heard.
All right, go on then.
No. Yeah, just when you talk about social media and all this kind of thing, and we are living in the Matrix.
Yeah.
We are absolutely living in the Matrix. You know that you can get these doorbells now that like have a camera in them?
Yes.
And I do quite fancy one, I have to say. Now, nobody comes to our door. They don't. But I still quite fancy one.
I do.
Well, you do. You do, yes. But I always know. I'm like a cat. I know you're coming. I'm stood at the door waiting for you.
Yes, it's true.
But you get packages delivered every now and again, and people do come to the door. And you can see who it is. And you can... So, definitely what I say, you can see who it is from your front room.
Yeah.
Because it shows it on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. Well, you can now get them that will lock and unlock your door.
Wow.
Yes. So the whole point being, if you've got a vestibule or, you know, a little, what do you call it, on the front of your house? What do you call those things?
Porch.
Porch. Thank you very much. Porch was a word I was hopelessly grasping for. If you've got a porch, you can unlock the front bit and Mr. Stroke, Mrs. Amazon, other internet shopping providers are available, can put their package inside your porch.
Not as good, but available.
Not as good, absolutely. You were telling me Prime, you love Prime.
Oh, brilliant.
Stick it in the porch, shut the door, off ski. And because you've got the camera, you know, on your bike, sing your Luke. You can see, and you can see it's all been doing. Brilliant. But what you can also do, this guy got one of those, but he was a coder. So he kind of knew about stuff. Now, he didn't recode it, but he took it to the nth. He thought, oh, I'll see what this thing can do. And he programmed it, so which is all within its own program. I mean, when I say he's a coder, I'm not saying he changed the code. I'm just saying that he was of an IT.
Yeah.
He was strong in IT. He was strong in it. He was good at it. IT. So he went to the nth degree, got the manual out, and programmed it so that it would automatically unlock the door if it recognised a friendly face.
Wow.
Absolutely amazing.
That's incredible.
It is.
I mean, it still wouldn't open it for me, would it?
I was going to say, a face it recognises.
I've got a confused face.
It's mainly confused. You have a look of confusion.
I just don't get it. What don't you get? Everything.
Life. Everything. But on my phone, if I need to get into my phone, I can put in a code or I can put it up to my eyes and I think it does it on the distance that your eyes are apart or whatever it is.
Yep.
Nobody else can open it. It'll open it for mine. Brilliant. Yeah. This will open it based on people's faces if it recognises those faces. Fantastic.
Brilliant.
Wouldn't let him in.
What?
So he came up to his own door. Rattle, rattle, rattle. Nothing. Come on, let me in. Smiling up at the camera. Nothing.
Nothing.
And he's thinking, what's going on here? He had a T-shirt on, and on the T-shirt was a picture of the Joker. You know, was it Heath Roberts? Well, Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
As the Joker.
Yeah.
Famously, you know, reimagined the Joker. Yeah. Got that T-shirt on. It was picking up his T-shirt. So, because it doesn't go on height. It just goes, oh, that's the face then. That's the face. Oh, I don't recognise that one.
Let me in.
Don't recognise that. Let me. He had to take his T-shirt off.
I'm going to let him in.
Can you imagine? A morning like this morning, I want to get in. It's a little bit cold. Take your T-shirt off.
Subhanallah.
If you want to get in here, you're going to have to strip.
Subhanallah.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Crazy.
But, I mean, we are living in the Matrix. How cool is that, though? You just walk up to your door, lets you in.
Fantastic.
Brilliant, unless you're wearing a T-shirt with the Joker on it.
Or other.
Or A.N. Other. A.N. Other.
Fictitious.
A.N. Other. Walk up Darth Vader on it, not letting him in.
No, absolutely. Why would you? Why would you?
Nope.
Yeah.
John Lennon, I love you, but imagine this, John. You're not coming in.
T-shirt with Donald Trump on, what do you think? would it let him in?
It would say, make America great again, and lock him out.
Yep, lock him out.
MAGA, as I think they're calling it now.
Can you get an app to build a wall?
Oh, have you heard about that now?
God, no,
he went. To, was it Spain?
Oh no! Again.
Honestly,
please.
Honestly, he went to Spain.
Does he ever?
Is it Spain? Oh, I'm cracking up now. Is it Spain?
Stop.
He went to Spain and he said, "You should build a wall across the Sahara."
No,
it's just Spain touched the Sahara because I'm gonna embarrass myself. Was it Spain? He went somewhere and he said, "Build a wall," and it was across the Sahara. I'm thinking, if the Sahara isn't enough of a wall.
Do you know what I mean?
If they made it across the Sahara, they're
welcome.
Talk about thinning the gene pool. If they've made it across the Sahara, you want them working in your country.
Absolutely.
They're amazing. Oh, my goodness. Don't get me started on truck. But yeah, there you go. You've got your T-shirt with Che Guevara? No. Stephen King's it? Definitely no.
Definitely not.
You know what I mean?
Subhanallah.
Oh, dear. I interrupted you. I'm sorry. You were gonna.
I've completely forgotten what I was going to say.
There's a surprise.
Now. Completely.
There
just
is
gone.
A surprise.
If I don't say it, it's lost. It's lost in the ether.
It's gone.
Forever.
Him gone. It's gone.
It disappears into my head somewhere, which is a bit of a vacuum. it's a bit of a vacuum and open space.
Did we talk about... You've reminded me of... you know, the sun's hot.
Yeah.
Very hot.
Okay, how far away is it?
93 million miles.
And we can still feel it.
We can still feel it.
Yeah,
it's hot.
Must be quite hot there.
But that's the point. We can feel it. So if you go out on a sunny day, it's warm.
Yeah.
If you go out on a really sunny day, it's hot.
It's hot.
And if you travel to certain countries, it's incredibly hot. Yet space is cold.
Yeah.
So the sun is hot, point A. Where the sun reaches us, point B, is also hot.
Yeah.
How come the bit in between, it's cold?
It's cold. Yeah, it's always freezing.
And do you know the answer?
And no particles.
No particles! It's a vacuum!
Yeah.
It's just when you said, going into a vacuum, you said, my head is a space, it's a vacuum. Yes, it is!
Yep.
No, it's not. What I mean is, space is a vacuum. Sorry, that came out wrong.
No. Actually, it came
came out perfectly well. I just regret saying it. The truth is out there. The truth is, it's taken me 45 minutes of manipulating the conversation around to your head is a vacuum. A lot of space in it.
It's just empty space.
And your teeth are like stars, yellow and far apart.
And they come out at night.
But yeah, it's because there's a vacuum. And for something to be warm, there has to be particles to move about.
Yeah.
And the more they move, the warmer feels.
The warmer they get, yeah.
So all that's happening is it's gaining energy from the light.
Yeah.
And that creates heat because it makes particles move. Brilliant.
Oh,
no particles in space, or so few that it's actually considered a vacuum.
Doesn't make any difference, yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
Isn't that amazing? Which is why you can't hear people scream in space.
And how amazing is Allah?
Ah!
It just beggars belief, doesn't
it?
Everything you look at, everything you think about, everything that exists, and he knows about it.
Yes.
Because it just does.
Yep. Allah is...
amazing.
Amazing!
How many times a day do we say that?
Oh, my goodness, it's constant. It is constant, because it's true!
It never stops.
It is true. What a great Saturday night we had. We said we'd come back and have a conversation.
Loved Saturday night. Yeah. So for the listeners, we were at a fundraising event.
We were
called in to host.
So we hosted a gala dinner, another gala dinner in Bradford.
Sunny Bradders.
Yes. And the dinner was to raise funds for the Mercy Mission.
Yep, Mercy Mission UK.
The Mercy Mission UK. Now, what these guys do is just extraordinary.
Brilliant.
And they're working with Syrian refugees. Now, were they saying that the war in Syria is now 7 years?
Yep.
Seven years long. We know that World War I was atrocious, 4 years.
Yep.
We know that World War II was atrocious, 5, nearly 6 years. The war in Syria has been going on 7 years.
I know, and it's just unabated. It's just
and
awful.
It's devastating parts of the country and the people that live there. And so there are people living in camps with very little food, very little water, very little shelter. And they showed a really, well, heartbreaking movie of kids playing in a playground. And you see this play because there's a million people in this camp, in this, seeking refuge in this camp. And to see these kids playing in this, what, well, you couldn't call it a playground. They refer to it as a playground. Extraordinary. And so one way to help is to send aid. And that is brilliant. It's, alhamdulillah, it's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, we do, and a lot of our zakat will have gone towards it. Wonderful. And you know, it's not something we do once a year. We pay charity on a very regular basis. You know, and the great British public are great at sending charity. And as Muslims, we are also great at sending charity. And so one way to help is to send charity, is to send aid over there. What the Mercy Mission is now doing is helping to bring refugees to this country. So they take refugees from a from war-torn Syria, and they bring them across to this country, and they house them, they home them, they give them food, shelter, and they do this for 2 years. They're given all the support that's required for 2 years. A home, funds, like I say, food, drink, everything that that family, and it's families that they're bringing across, needs for 2 years. They support them. You know who started this?
Go on.
The Archbishop of Canterbury. The Archbishop of Canterbury started this, and the
one of the heads of the Christian church.
One of the heads of the Christian church was the first person. First, a community to bring a family across from Syria was the Archbishop of Canterbury. So the Mercy Mission.
I would have thought that it would have been a Muslim family.
Absolutely, absolutely. But no. So wonderful what they're doing. Absolutely amazing. And the Mercy Mission is now an Islamic and Muslim-backed organisation who are doing very much the same. And they're working to bring people across from Syria, refugees across from Syria, as families, keeping them together as families, supporting them for 2 years whilst they get on the feet and find out, you know, what it's like to live in a new country. Now, we were saying, I've been on a holiday and you've been on a holiday, and many of our listeners will have been on a holiday where for 2 weeks you have more support than some of these guys get for a lifetime.
I know.
In your 2 weeks, you get people at the airport. You get, when you land, you get Gareth or whatever it is on the things. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, let's start. On the bus across to your resort, you have your rep there for the entire resort, showing you where. You have the hotel reception. You have people say, go here, go. Really? That's 2 weeks.
Yep.
They're doing it now for 2 years to support these families. And it was an absolute honour for Yusuf and I to host this event as the two white Muslims and just help to raise some funds for the Mercy Mission. Absolutely fantastic organisation. And we met some great people, as we always do, and we heard some lovely talks and some inspirational talks, and just met some wonderful, like-minded people. What a great event that was.
The rapper from East London.
Abdul Haq.
How good was he?
Abdul Haq. He was absolutely brilliant. And you struggled to meet a nicer guy. Yes.
I've ever come across.
And so talented.
Engaging, just brilliant, smiley, funny guy.
Rap artist. Just and he's managed to put a sense of humour into rap. So he raps and he's a brilliant rapper.
Yeah.
And you listen and he really gets under the skin of topics.
Yeah, he does.
And he puts a bit of humour in.
You laughing.
Oh, I was just in a joy.
And without, I mean, he gave us no warning, did he?
Nope.
And it was before the show started.
He just came in to test the microphone.
And he
just went off on one.
Just started one of his raps.
And we were almost crying laughing.
Brilliant.
And then I just said, are you going to do that tonight? He went, nah, I've got others. I went, oh, you've got to do that one again then. I'm videoing it. You've got to do that one again. So he, bless him, he did it again. Yeah. And I videoed it. Yeah. And we'll put that up on YouTube. And we'll put that up on YouTube fairly quickly. I would say in the next couple of weeks.
Inshallah.
Because it's brilliant. And you must see him. Abdul Haq. You must see him. East London.
We will,
way
inshallah.
From East London.
We're going to have him in this studio, inshallah. In the next few weeks.
Yep.
And And you'll get the benefit of listening to the man. The man
great.
Was brilliant.
Oh,
loved
so much
loved
fun.
Him.
So much fun.
Alhamdulillah.
Milana, who did the speech, lovely.
Oh, Milana, he was just great. He was just,
wow.
just a genuine nice guy.
And
I thought I might have upset him. Because as part of his bio, it was talking about...
Because we were hosting, so therefore we were introducing people, so we gave his bio.
So and his bio said that he'd studied in Medina.
And Medina, he studied here.
One of the main colleges in the University of Medina.
Yeah.
And he studied under such and such a sheikh, who's very, very high and highly regarded, etc., etc. And I said, but then it sounds like a bit of a hard luck story, because when he'd finished his studies in Medina, he came to Bradford to do
and
his
even
post.
He was creased
his
up
postgrad once. Studies in Bradford Uni, and he laughed at that, didn't he? Bless him. And as he walked up onto the stage, he was actually laughing.
Yes.
The way that we'd introduced him. Yes. But I just think, do you know what? Even when, particularly when you've got a very, very serious subject that tugs at your heartstrings.
Absolutely.
And we've got, you know, genuine, desperate people.
Yes.
And we're trying to help them. It's difficult getting your head around how hard it is for these people. These people's lives is tough.
Yeah.
And it's a difficult subject to retain all evening. So what we tried to do was just break it up a little bit.
Absolutely.
And,
give a bit of levity.
And just give a bit of, get a bit of humour going.
Yes. Yeah.
Which we managed to do.
And then turn to a serious
Alhamdulillah.
Topic.
But then, so it's fair to say that in the same couple of minutes, we had people laughing and crying at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. That's a talent. Yeah. And sometimes it's good to make people cry.
Yes.
Yeah, because it actually makes them
listen.
It makes them think and listen.
Yes.
And think.
Yes.
About what's going on outside of their own lives.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and that's an awakening. It's an eye-opening experience.
Yes. Yeah.
I think it's quite good that we can do that.
Yes. And many people learn by parable. People learn by stories.
Yeah, they do.
People learn by hearing stories.
That's just what Jesus said.
Just about to say, absolutely. And our beloved prophets,
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen,
all of them communicated through stories. They communicated by describing things.
Yep.
And famously, Jesus Christ, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, when he was gathering his disciples, he was getting, they were fishermen. And so, you know, rather than say, well, we're going to get these people together and we're going to go out and we're going to spread this word and we're going to do it in such and such a way, which might have been quite confusing for fishermen, he just said, we're going to become...
Fishers of men.
Fishers of men, that's right. We're going to become fishers of men. And they went, got it. Come on, then. You know, we tend to learn by parable. We tend to learn by story. And so we now know the stories of the prophets and we use that as a way of learning. And it's the same at events like this. We need to encapsulate people's hearts and minds, and we can do that through humour, and we can do it through sharing experience, and whether it be of ourselves or of other people. And yeah, taking people from the point of laughter to the point of tears is incredibly important in this life. And you are feeling a little ropey and a bit rough this morning.
A little.
But that hopefully, inshallah, means that by the end of this week, you might be feeling really, really good and you'll go, oh, I feel great. And you'll leap out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we do need the depths every now and again to enjoy the peaks.
Yeah. You've got to know what bad is.
Yes.
To appreciate the good.
Yep.
Yeah. It's all learning, isn't
yes,
it? It's all
it is.
Learning experience.
It is. And
do you know what? It's come to my mind what I was going to say
before.
It's about the guy that... Because I was sat in a coffee shop once.
Right.
And I was waiting for somebody.
Yes.
And this lady walked up to the counter and she said, can I have a coffee without milk, please?
Right.
Coffee without milk.
Right.
And in this age of political correctness, I was thinking, that's just gone barking mad now. There's things that you can say, things that you can't say.
Yeah.
And she daredn't say, can I have black coffee?
Really?
Yeah.
No.
And she stood there and said, coffee without milk, please.
Oh my goodness.
And I sat there and just laughed to myself, thinking that's ludicrous, because I've got friends without milk.
Lots of them.
You know.
Absolutely.
I've got some friends with milk.
Yes.
And then there's us two.
Yeah. Who are with pinky milk.
Milk.
We've decided. just milk.
No coffee.
No coffee in here. I try and get a bit of coffee when I go on holiday. I do everything I can to get a bit of coffee into this skin.
I just thought that was just utterly ludicrous.
Oh, love it. Yeah, so we're just milk.
didn't we say when we were describing how people gave us the title, the two white Muslims?
Yes, yes.
And I went on to say, to just really with honesty, Junaid, tell me, what colour am I?
Pink.
Pink.
What colour are you in summer?
Red.
What colour are you in winter?
Blue.
So blue, you're nearly transparent. I can see your organs.
So at what
the,
time?
The one colour you aren't...
is white.
Is white. Ever. And never.
Junaid, lucky you. You are veering towards being tanned.
I'm veering
right
towards
tanned.
Yeah. Thank you, for, thank you for noticing. Because I just got back from holiday. I've been to Turkey. Thank
so,
you for noticing.
So you get your tan. When,
I tan
when in Turkey.
Yes. Yeah?
Other than that,
I'm kind of a, I would say pinky moving towards slightly olive tanned.
Yeah, yeah. Most of the time.
How many? Was it about three people on Saturday came up to me and said, "I didn't even think you were white."
I know.
When I saw your picture when you got up on stage, I didn't think you were white.
Yeah.
Then you started speaking.
Yeah. That was the dead giveaway. Wasn't
was that
it?
The giveaway? Was it really? Was it when I said, "I'm Sheffield born and bred, me. If I can take a punch." Good job, I'm in Bradford. So, you know, I didn't think you were white. What? I'm not. If you think about it, nobody. Well, some people are, to be fair, milk bottle white, but you're not. You're pink. I'm slightly olive, so, and like you in winter, blue.
At no time
in
are
summer, really brown.
Ever actually, white.
Never white. But the thing that made me giggle, because you were the ginger kid at school.
No,
was that we've got a new cat, and it's like a ginger tabby. And child number two said, "Oh, it's like Uncle Yusuf and Dad have had a cat because it's ginger and white."
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.
Do you know, I've got to leap straight into this because it just sprang to mind. I do not know why. I saw a newspaper article which was headed... You know, when you just get the heading and you just go, because it is. And it was headed, why do we love bees and hate wasps?
Well, that's pretty obvious.
Because we do. I mean, why? Well, first of all, why do I need to justify it?
Yeah, who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are? But it says, why do we love bees and hate wasps?
Right, so, okay, so let's take this a piece at a time.
Okay.
They're both black and yellow.
Yes.
And stripy.
Yes, both fly.
I like that. Yeah. They both buzz and fly.
Yeah. Yeah. They both have the ability to sting.
And the thing is that a wasp will sting.
Yes.
Because just because it can, and
because
it's playing nasty
repeatedly,
and it will just fly off and not feel any the
yep.
worse.
Yes.
Whereas if a bee stings you,
Inga.
That's the end. It's going to go.
That's it.
It's
going to die. This is a once in a lifetime thing yep. for the bee.
So why do we like bees and hate wasps?
Yep.
Wasps are evil little things that will come and just sting
exactly.
you, and stick you for the sake of it.
Exactly.
Whereas bees will try their level best
yes.
not to stick you
absolutely.
Because then they're going to die.
They are going to die.
And also, which one of them makes honey?
Well, exactly. And I mean, I could be wrong, but I thought it was bees that pollinate, not wasps.
Bees pollinate as well.
Wasps don't go from flower to flower to flower.
I've heard many, many people say, and these are eminent scientists
yep.
saying that if bees die,
oh,
we die.
We're goners.
Finished.
We are
because
goners.
There's no pollination of plants
yep.
anymore.
Yes.
So they don't say if wasps die, we die.
Exactly.
What I say about that is if wasps die,
it'll be a better
great.
Picnic. Much better picnic.
Great.
Won't it though?
Happy days.
So they did a some scientists or somebody have done a feedback chart. And they've gone around 46,000 people across this great British Isle of ours. It might even be worldwide. Anyway, whatever. And it ranks from -5, on which is really hate them, to +5. Oh, I really love them. They're great. Bees came in at a healthy +3.
Yep.
Wasps, completely the opposite, at a very unhealthy
-3. -5. Oh,
-3.
Okay.
And it's like, well, yeah. Because they are. It's no more
you know
complicated
what?
Than that.
Whoever
bees
did that
are
survey,
brilliant. Wasps, evil.
Whoever did that survey,
yeah.
I could have saved them a lot of time.
Yes.
Yeah? And you just say, sit down, and just think about this.
Yes, yeah. Do your own survey.
It's not hard. It's not hard, mate.
Do your
it's
own
not.
Survey. Bees, oh, I don't know, about 3. Wasps, -3. There you go.
That's pretty much it. Pretty much it. And beyond that, you don't really have to think much,
no.
to be fair. You know, wasps are evil little critters that stick you for the fun of it.
Yep.
Bees make honey and they're quite nice.
Yes.
I mean, you know.
Yes.
Yes, they can sting you, so you can't give them a plus five.
Yes.
In case one stings you.
Yes. Wasps even look evil. There was a photograph of a wasp. And bees, cute.
Yeah.
Everything about a bee says, I shouldn't work.
Yes.
Everything about it.
Yes.
It is in no way streamlined, aerodynamic. It's a lump.
Yeah.
With very thin wings.
Yeah, yeah.
How does that work?
I have no idea.
How does it work?
I suppose,
honeybees
are born, they work, and die.
Yes.
That's it. That's their life.
And principally, sounds they're working like to what?
Sounds a bit like my life. And I know why I do it. It's all about shoes and handbags
shoes
for
and
the
handbags.
Missus. Shoes and handbags. Nothing else.
Because the more shoes and handbags, the fewer the arguments.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
It's not even arguments. I don't argue anymore. I'm past
it's not
that.
An argument when I just give in, love.
I'm past that.
I'll be honest with you. One person, you know, they say you can't clap with one hand, yeah? As a teamwork thing. Can't argue when there's just a one of you. I agree. What are you?
How dare you agree? I want a fight. Actually, do you know what? It comes to that. Listeners, are you ready? I'm going to give you some marriage guidance counselling now. Marriage guidance counselling. Are you ready?
Go on. Yeah.
Just give in.
Do you know, if you're having an argument with anyone.
Remember what Spike Milligan said.
Go on.
Marriage is an institution. Who the hell wants to live in one of those?
Yes.
Brilliant.
If you really want to like the blue touch paper with anybody, just let them go on and on and on. And then as they run out of steam, just say, thank you. Apology accepted. Turn around and walk off. And you just watch. There's that. Oh, thanks. Oh, I really appreciate it. Apology accepted. What? I accept your apology and I appreciate it. What?
Oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness.
How to make women growl and grown men weep. It's called marriage.
How much is that engagement ring? It's £100. It's £100 down.
And, you know, and everything I ever earn.
Yeah. It's £100 down and the wages for the rest of your life.
Everything I ever earn from this day forward. Oh, but she's worth it. What? For anybody getting married next weekend, don't listen.
Oh, no,
just,
no.
Just turn this off. It's drivel.
No. How long have you been married, Yusuf?
28 years.
It's got to be close to 30 years. For start, I think 15, 16 years. So we are only joking.
I do know that people only get 25 years for murder. And then they're out.
And then they're out.
With a clean licence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slate wiped clean. What do we say? Almost every week. Oh, you know we're joking. Mothers...
Brilliant.
What you do is absolutely extraordinary.
Amazing.
We are only joking. What you do is amazing. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that, you know, that Islam is at the feet of your mother. I mean, come on.
Paradise. At the feet of your mother.
You know.
Absolutely incredible job that mothers do. Incredible. And yes, we're only joking. Our wives, I mean, people sometimes come up to me and say, how dare you?
No, I
mean,
how very dare you?
Because I've met your missus.
Yes,
how actually
she's brilliant.
Dare you what you do in taking a mic on your shows? And I just say, oh, she's immune to it.
Yeah,
she's immune to it.
I'm just white noise now.
Just goes over her head.
I'm just like a not buzzing bothered. Sound in her
it
ears.
Just, it just,
I like a wasp.
She doesn't even hear it. let alone pay attention to it. And yes, she'll listen to the radio sometimes just to make sure I'm there.
Yeah. Yes. Where are you going? Where are you going so early in the morning?
I'm on the radio.
What do you need?
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll do a quick check on that then, she says. So she does listen from time to time.
Yeah,
it's not often, but then from time to time, she'll listen to our podcast as well.
We're talking about ladies, right? But I do have to mention this one. I do have to. Have you seen the latest trend?
Go on.
The latest trend, the latest manicure trend.
Okay.
Is to have a nail put on, the end of which is shaped into five fingers with nails on them.
No.
So that your one nail looks like a tiny little hand.
Really?
And then you have five tiny little hands on each hand.
Okay.
And they are freakish.
Yeah.
I rarely get freaked out by anything.
Same here, I've seen it all.
But I looked, I thought, oh, don't like it. I don't like it. Oh, no. Oh, that's weird. I like it when they do the different colours. I like it when, fine. But they have little hands. Oh, so each nail looks like a little hand.
Technically speaking, of course.
Yes.
If you wear nail varnish,
yes,
it blocks yuzu.
Yes.
So technically, you can't do wuzu with nail varnish on.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. That's fine. So there are times then in a lady's life where she can get away with wearing nail varnish. That's fine.
And you can go out with your nail varnish on.
But the trend,
and then take it off.
The trend amongst some aunties out there,
yes,
is to use henna.
Yes.
And they henna their nails because henna allows water. It's just a stain. It's not it's not a covering. It's a stain. So with henna on, your wuzu is perfectly in order.
Wow.
And that's fine. So a lot of aunties, you'll find, have got orange toenails because they henna their toenails.
Wow.
Which looks great.
Yeah.
If you like that kind of thing.
If you like that kind of thing.
If you like that kind of thing.
Yes.
It looks great.
Hmm.
Until it starts growing out.
Oh, golly.
And then you find some aunties with just like half orange and half
whatever
white nails.
Weird.
Which looks a bit crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, I've no idea why I've got onto that.
No.
No idea, not a clue. If I was to be asked to make a choice, I'd say no nail varnish is better than any nail varnish.
Certainly when it's made to look like tiny little hands.
Tiny little hand fingers.
Terrifying.
Don't make any sense.
Honestly, terrifying.
Don't make
imagine them coming at you. Giving you your change in a supermarket. No! Keep it.
Handing your food over.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
No. No. Stop it.